Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I call life to flow. I call healing to come into our bodies. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. Let's give our podcast listeners a nice hand clap. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're glad you're listening. We'd love to have you come on out. So, hallelujah. So I want to talk to you about today about a few things. Number one, believing. Believing. Believing with the heart, amen, not the head. Believing with your heart and not the head. So if you open your Bibles to Romans chapter 10, and it's very important that we believe with our heart and not with our mind, because as we read this verse, we shall see that that is how we get saved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Romans chapter 10, and we'll read verse 9. So let's start in verse 9. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. For with the heart one believes, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And with the what? Mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, that word confession is that Greek homologio, which means agree, to be in agreement. So if we read it like that, you say, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth agreement is made unto salvation. We agree with God's word. We agree with, if I ask Jesus to come into my life and be Lord, that we are saved. We agree with, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever may ever believe on him might have everlasting life, right? I mean, that's believing, believing. So we believe with our heart and not with our mind. It's got to go from here, because this is where it all comes first, down into our heart. You ever hear that saying, I know that by heart. I know that by heart, not by head. You know, I don't even have to think about it. I know that by heart. 2 + 2 by heart is 4. I don't have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. I know it by heart. Right? Amen. I don't have to think about it. So we believe then with our heart. We don't believe with our mind. The heart of man is the inner man, is the spirit of man, the spirit himself. We are made in God's likeness, right? So we, as God is spirit, Jesus is Son and Holy Spirit, 3 in 1. We are also what? 3 in 1, right? We have spirit, we are. Mind or soul and body we live in. Amen. Made in God's image and after his likeness. So let's go to Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20. And let's look at verse 27. It says, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. Our spirit, we are the lamp of the Lord. We are the lamp of the Lord. That's who we are. We should always let our what shine? Let our light shine. Let our lamp shine. We don't hide our spirit under a bushel. Right? We're not fake. We're true to ourselves. We're true to others. Amen. We've talked about loving one more than ourself, loving our neighbor as ourself, and so we love them more. We're going to make out better. Amen. Amen. The inner man, the Holy Spirit communes with our spirit. It's what? Spirit to spirit. Amen. So we can't think Holy Ghost. We've got to believe Holy Ghost. I have to believe that I am filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible talks about that there be even evidence with other tongues, right? But you can be filled with the Holy Ghost and believe that you are. You must know it. I used to question whether I was saved. I used to go to bed at night scared to death because of all the naughty things I did that day. And I would, you know, every day, every night when I would get in bed, I'd be afraid that I was going to die and go to hell. So I would pray. And I would always do the Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And every night I made sure I did it because I was scared that everything I did, I was going to be penalized and go to hell. And it took time for me to realize from here now to get it into my heart, I'm saved. I am saved. Now, I'm not going to be that man. I'm not going to do those things purposely, but I'm free from that condemnation. I'm free from that fear. It was a fear. Now, of course, I was young at the time, too. I mean, I was a teenager. And you get to that point where you've been raised right, but I knew I had to believe in my heart. It had to come to knowing here and not knowing up here, because this can fade, you know. Or you can be talked out of something, or somebody can prove you wrong. But not in your heart. When you know something, you know it. When you believe it, you believe it. Amen? And so that's what we do. We believe with our heart. We commune with the Holy Spirit, spirit to spirit. Not to mind. Not to mind. Amen? We don't think Holy Spirit. He doesn't think to us. We commune together, spirit to spirit. Amen? Which is why it's so important to get quiet and get alone and spend time with the Holy Ghost. Spend time with Him. Let Him minister to you. Let Him speak to your inner man. Let Him commune with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We should commune with the Father. We should commune with the Son. We should commune with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glorifying all of them. They are three in one. But they are three individual. Amen. So praise God in one. Let's look at Romans chapter 7. Romans 7. Come on. There we go. Praise the Lord. My sinuses are healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory.
Goodness gracious.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Romans 7. Let's look at verse 22. It says this, "For I delight in the law of God according to the inner man." I delight in the law of God. I delight in what? The word of God, His will. I delight in the law of God in the inner man. In where? My heart. In my heart. I delight in this word. I know it. I believe it. It does not change. Our God does not change. His word will not change. He is the same, the Bible says, yesterday, today, and forever. That's why I have the confidence that I can believe with my heart that this is true. That I can believe that my God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all I can ask or think. I can believe it because it's His word and He never changes. Amen? Never changes. Praise the Lord. So I delight then. God delights in the inner man. I delight in the inner man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't just think about Him. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. No, I don't just think on the word, right? I keep it before my eyes, but it's in the midst of my
heart.
Yes. Mutter it. Muttering the word. You ever mutter yourself? Oh, right. We should mutter the word, not that. You know, oh, I can't believe it. Anyway, no, but that's muttering. We mutter the word. We mutter the word. What we do, you know, when the word is preached, faith is to come. Faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing the word of God. So as faith comes, we've got to, I believe it. I believe it. This is why we've always been taught this by our pastors. You don't believe it just because I said it. We get out the word and we make sure He's right. Amen. If it doesn't line up with God's word, we chuck it. Doesn't mean we chuck the man. Right? Because he may have many good things to say. He may just be, oop, I missed it there. It happens. It's okay. Nope, sorry, that doesn't line up. Don't believe that. But he's still a brother in the Lord. He still maybe even be your pastor. Now, if everything he's saying doesn't line up with the word and he's way off target, get out of there. Come over to the word. Amen. Find a good word church. I mean, praise the Lord. Because what happens is this begins to change this. And the more you're in these places that teach you wrongly, right, you'll begin to believe it. The more you hear it, the more you believe it. The more you hear it, the more you believe it. This is why this is what's going on today with these people. The big Hollywood whoop-de-doos and the politicians and all these accusations. The more accusations that come, guess what happens? The more they're believed. If one person comes up and says, hey, you know, George H. Bush did this, and it's only one person, it's not his character, in my opinion. Right? So I don't tend to believe that. Right? One person. But this guy over here's got how many accounts now? 180? Something like that? 180 accounts of accusations of no-no and from women. So I tend to kind of, wait a minute, that could be true. Now, I can't prove it. But that, see, starts changing your thoughts. You start, people begin to believe it. Remember I was talking to you about the radio station I was listening to, and they were doing that based on the character of the man, based on how they were calling them guilty, even with no proof,
wow,
on the radio.
Wow, you can't do that.
Just because of what they felt. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Judgment is only from the Father.
That's right.
And if we're going to judge, where do we start?
Right here.
We start right here. We judge ourselves, right? Amen. And if we'll just stay right here, we won't leave right here.
That's right.
Because we're going to be busy. Busy working on this man, the inner man. We're going to be working on ourselves.
Amen.
Right? Amen? So God delights then in the inner man. And you are the inner man. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. Oh, praise God. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I got a lot of reading. Let's start in verse 6. Oh, boy. Let's do that. However, he says, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Wow, doesn't that speak? Verse 7 says, But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have what? Crucified the Lord, right? I mean, if they'd have known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. That's our mystery. Hallelujah. But God, verse 10, has revealed them to who? Us. He's going to reveal them to you and to me.
Amen.
He reveals them to us. Let's read on. He reveals them to us through what? His Spirit. Through His Spirit. Not through our thoughts. Not through what the preacher says. Not through, this guy's got a lot of clout. He's probably right. Through His Spirit. This is why I say we need to get alone. And we need to get quiet with God. And allow His Spirit to speak to us. Amen? And be able, best way to hear Him is for everything to be quiet. No kids beating on the door. Right? No phone in your pocket, you know. Lock the door. Remember I was telling you about A.A. Allen and what he did, you know. He got in that closet, boy, and he locked that door. I'm not coming out till I hear from God. And he smelled that food cooking. And he was right out that closet and downstairs eating food. And he got guilty. Guilty hit. Because he had made a decision. He was not going to leave that closet until he heard from God. So he did. He went up there, long story short, got in that closet. God illuminated the closet, and he began to write. He began to speak to him in the inner man. Wow. Now, I don't know about you, but when the light of God shows up, you know. You know that's his glory, right? It's the light of heaven. That his glory is here, right? He illuminates. He is the light. Amen? He illuminates everything everywhere he goes. So praise God. Where am I going? Let's get back here.
Yeah.
All right. Verse 10 again says, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. The who does? The mind?
The Spirit.
The Spirit. The Spirit. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. This is why spirit to spirit is how we commune, to know the things of God. We know them by spirit to spirit. He says, verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. So we have received the Spirit of God so that we know the things He has freely given to us, so that we know them. That's why I can say I know this by heart. I believe that in my heart. I believe God's Word in my heart. I know it. I don't think it. I don't just think it. Now, I think on things, but you know what I'm thinking on? The things of God. The Spirit is connecting, right? Amen.
Amen.
And I'm rolling them over, scripture by scripture. I'm searching out, he says, the deep things of God by the Spirit. Amen. Verse 13 says, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things, basically. But the natural man does not what? Receive them. So the spirit man receives them, but the natural man doesn't understand them. Yeah, see, what? That doesn't make any sense. God, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I got to get it in here. I got to know it in here. And see, when I know it in here and my God says this, I know it'll line up. It won't be off the wall. Now, he may have me do something off the wall. But I've seen him do a lot of off-the-wall things in the Word, right? And in my life. I mean, goodness. He'll do things. He'll do so many things that you would think, I wouldn't have done it that way. Right? I mean, well, good. That's why you didn't do it. God did. Because you wouldn't have done it that way. And you wouldn't have gotten the victory. Amen? So that's why... Yes, the things that he does may not be what we would do, but that's because we're thinking with the natural man. And if we just think in with the Spirit, now we've got the hidden mysteries. We get the hidden wisdom of God. Amen? So let's read that again. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. How are they discerned?
Spiritually.
Spiritually, not what? Mentally.
Yeah, that's right.
Not even physically. They're spiritually discerned.
Yeah.
Don't, not with our head now. Amen. We have got, if we want victory in our life, whether it be materially, physically, spiritually, financially, whatever it may be, we want victory in our life. We have got to get this thing in line with this thing.
Yeah.
Our heart and our head must be in line with this right here,
Amen.
The Word of God.
Right.
Once that takes place, you'll believe for something and it will come. It will come.
It will come.
And it has to. Right?
Amen.
Well, I could go into a whole nother teaching on that, but
right.
But it has to. See, it has to line up. The natural and the spiritual must line up with the Word of God based on how you believe.
That's right.
It's based on how you will line up,
yes.
Based on your faith,
yes.
Based on how what you believe. Amen.
Amen.
So then what we believe must line up with His Word.
That's right.
We can't have an if or a what if or a oh I hope so type of faith. It must be an I know my God. I know my God is able. I know my God will. Why? Because He said so right here in His Word. He said so in His Word. So now that I know it, I confess it. Therefore, I believe it. Amen?
Amen.
And the more you confess something, the more you'll believe it. You know what? That's why we were talking about we've got to guard what comes out of our mouth.
Amen.
Guard our tongue, the Bible says. All right. Verse 15 says, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no man, no one.
Amen.
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
That's right.
But we have the mind of Christ. Right?
Awesome.
He said this. He said, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Awesome.
How do we get the mind of Christ? Right here, his word. That's how we get the mind of Christ. See, the word of God is God's, it's God's word. The word of God is God's word. It is the mind of God, the mind of Christ. So if we want the mind of Christ, we get this down into our heart. Amen. And we're victorious. We are victorious. We can never lose as long as we keep believing. Keep believing.
Right.
Does everything work out every time? No. No. Not every time. Because some things may be wrong. Maybe we're believing for something we're not supposed to. Or God doesn't want us to have that at this time.
Yeah.
Or you're not ready for that yet.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like thinking, oh, Father, I'm believing for $1 million. And yet you're not a tither. Why would God trust you with that, with $1 million. Well, God, if you'll give me that $1 million, I'm going to tithe. What does he say to do?
He said, give it all.
Start with the little things.
You
start with the little things first. We prove ourselves with God, don't we? We must prove ourselves. See, God knows what you and I are going to do.
Oh, yeah.
But we need to know
Amen. What
type of character we have. Yeah. We must know ourselves. I don't know what I would do with $1 million. Have I sat around and thought about it? I have. I really have. I thought, boy, if I had $1 million, I'd thus and so.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of it's give away, give away, give away, give away. Well, what if God doesn't want me to give it to them? I didn't ask God, did I? I was just, boy, I'd like to give it to this person. Is it wrong? No. But is it God's will?
Yeah.
That's what we've got to find out.
Amen.
That's what we've got to, if it's God's will, guess what? That $1 million may come your way.
Oh, for sure.
If it's God's will.
It's coming.
You must believe, though. You must believe. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, look, I'll take $1 million. First thing I'd probably do is tithe off of it and build a church.
Amen. Yeah.
Is anything about that bad?
No.
No. But is it God's will? I don't know. I haven't sat and prayed. I haven't asked God. What if he doesn't want me to build a church? What if he doesn't want me to move to California? Hallelujah. Amen. I'll follow you. Yes. So, see, I mean, you see what I mean? What if that's not God's will for my life? For me to move to California or to build a church over on the east side or the west side or the north? Where does he want me? That's what I've got to find out first.
Yeah.
I've got to be faithful, the Bible says, with the little things.
That's right.
And he says, then I will make you ruler over what? Much. But being faithful in what? The little things. So, tithing is being faithful in the little things, right? Not robbing from God.
That's right.
Asking God's will if I should bless this person. Every year, this church, every year we have, it's not a tradition, it's just something we do. We ask the Lord to tell us or give us a family that we can bless.
Amen.
Every year we ask him. And every year he has given us a family
Amen.
To bless.
Yep.
And we love it. What a good time it is. Amen. But we've asked God first, see? And I mean, didn't he just put a family right in our lap? Right? And you are all just blessings. You're so awesome. All these things you're doing just for this family, who we really all don't know all that well. Right? But they're still family.
Amen.
Yeah? Amen. And so that's what's exciting about it. But see, what did we do first? We got God's will on it. We said, God. And then when God says, yes, this family here, guess what he did? He started blessing you with things so that you could go and give them to bless. Or, amen, put extra bread in your hand so you can be a sower.
Yes.
Right? He gives bread for food and seed to the sower. So this is how we get the will of God on it, is by getting with him first.
Amen.
Knowing that this is what God wants me to do. Amen?
Yes,
I don't know where I went. We will not receive from God except spirit to spirit.
Amen.
This is how we receive from the Lord. not to the mind. Not to the mind. Remember that. Now, spirit to spirit. And that's why it's so important that we get alone with the God. Get alone in a quiet place, right? The Bible says to go into a secret place.
Yes.
To go into your room and shut the door. That's what the Bible says. And pray to the Father. Amen. So that's what we do. Amen. Let's look at Ephesians 3. Ephesians chapter 3. I didn't read that one either. Well, I'll read that one here in a minute. Okay, Ephesians 3. And I love this whole thing here. We're going to read it. Amen. Let's start in verse 14. It says, "For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through," what? "The inner man." Strengthened with might through the inner man. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love," that Christ may dwell in your hearts,
amen,
through faith. He dwells in our hearts because we believe he does. You get that? He dwells in our hearts because we believe that he does. We don't think he does. Amen? All right, let me read that again. "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know," so that you can comprehend with all the saints. In other words, you're all believing the same thing. This is why you can comprehend with, this is why we can commune with one another, because they believe in Jesus and I believe in Jesus. We can comprehend that Jesus came and died for us. We believe that, right?
Amen.
That's what makes it easy for us to be able to commune with one another. Verse 19, "To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge," it passes knowledge, "that ye may be," what? "Filled with all the fullness of God." Well, what filled? Filled. Not filled. It passes knowledge and fills us. He's so awesome. The fullness of God. Can you imagine being filled now? And this is what you must be able to do. Believe it. Can you imagine? But believe it. See, we all like to imagine things, but what do you believe? Do you believe? See, it's got to pass through the mind and deep roots within the heart. Amen. Verse 20 then, let's read. He says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." He wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above whatever you could ask or think. I mean, I can think of some pretty big things and I can ask a lot. "Hey, Daddy, I want that. Hey, Mom, I want that." Hey, you know, right? I mean, amen. There's a lot of things I could ask for. I can ask for $1 million, but does God want me to have that? Let's go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. Anybody hot? It's hot in here. Whew. Yeah, it must be. You guys cold, huh? Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's look at verse 16. Ah, yes. "Therefore, we do not lose heart.
Amen.
Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." It's not the mind being renewed day by day. It's the inner man being renewed day by day. Even though the outward man is getting older and is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day, because I put this before my eyes. I keep it in the midst of my heart.
That's right.
This is why I don't read it quietly. I don't just, I speak it out.
That's right.
When I read it.
So you can hear it.
I speak it out so that my inner man can hear it.
That's
that it passes the thought-knowledge process and drops into my heart. Amen. And I speak it also because what I say with my mouth and believe in my heart will come to pass, the Bible says. So that's another reason why I speak it out. Not only that, words, the Bible say, are eternal. So they're continually going, continually going. So this is why I speak them out. And I speak them out on my behalf. So they come out of my mouth and they surround me. And they're out there doing what God wants them to do for me. Because I believe. See, I believe it. I don't say things that I don't believe. What would be the sense, right? To say things that you just don't believe. But if you believe something, you'll tell somebody, won't you?
That's right.
If you believe something, you'll say it.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, if I believe something and it's just, wow, you know, I'm calling somebody.
Yeah.
I'm calling Mom. Hey, Mom, guess what? You know,
yeah.
And she'll be like, you're off your rocker, you know, or something like that. But if she believes it, then what? She'll believe too.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So why do we then have to be careful who we listen to?
Right.
Yes. Yes. You know, like I was saying earlier, every man can miss it. Every man can miss it. But it doesn't mean that we throw the man out. It doesn't mean that everything he says is not true or that everything he says is wrong. We just have to know the Word of God and that it line up with the Word. And if it lines up with the Word, what do? We believe it.
Amen.
We believe it. And if it's awesome, which usually the Word is awesome.
Amen.
And we believe it.
That's right.
And it lines up. What are we going to do? Man, I'd call somebody and tell them about this message I heard today. Woo! I mean, it was great.
Yes.
I mean, you said, oh, I can't even remember what he preached, but it was good. You know, when you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you, boy, you believe it. Now it's a good word. And you just, I got to tell somebody. And you just, you know, you go home, tell the husband, tell the wife, call the family, you know, friend or whatever. Or somebody that you know that needs that specific word of God. And you know that God gave that to you so you could give that to them. You jump right on the phone. Why? Because you believe it.
That's right.
But if you didn't believe it, you wouldn't jump on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Amen? We believe it with our heart, right?
Amen.
It always lines up with the word. But we've got to have it in here first. So the inner man is filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with all the fullness of God. Yes. Praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the one who brings truth. He tells us, the Bible says, of things to come. So this is why when he tells us of things to come, but he talks to the inner man. This is why it's important that we get quiet before the Lord. That like do just like the Bible says, that we go into our room and we shut the door.
Amen.
And we get quiet with him. And we let him talk. We let him, thank you, Lord. You know, just believe and sit there and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray in the Holy Spirit. And just pray. And all of a sudden. And that's how God is. How many times in the Word have you seen all of a sudden?
Yes, yes.
All of a sudden, right? I mean, it happens all the time in the Word. All of a sudden, right? And that's how our God is. When we get with Him and we get quiet, we do that because why? We're believing something, aren't we?
Right.
We are believing that God is going to talk to us.
That's right.
And see, that's why we went into our room, our closet or whatever, and we did shut the door. Why? Because we believe He's going to talk to us.
Yes, yes.
And like A.A. Allen said, I'm not leaving His closet until He talks to me. Unless there's food cooking. But... He went back and took care of that, didn't he?
That's right.
And he believed, my God will guide me. My God will talk to me. All I got to do is get quiet. Get with the Lord. Go in, and this is what I do when I go into my closet. I pray in the Holy Spirit, and then I pray in my understanding, and I say, Father, thank you. This is what I need guidance on, whatever it might be. So I thank you, Father, that you will now tell me what I need to do here.
Amen.
And then I'll get quiet. And I won't sit here and try to think, all right, now how is God going to talk to me? How is God going to tell me this? What do you think God will say? Don't try to think of what God will say. If you've ever saw how God is, you can't think like God, right? I mean, whoop, nope. I wouldn't have ever thought that God would have said, hey, take that that rod and point it out over the sea and tell it to split.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what?
I would never thought God would say, hey, tell that axe head to float. Yeah, right. Yeah, metal floating. Mm-hmm. Okay, God. Ooh. Throw that tree in the water because it's bitter. That'll fix it. Okay. You see God, right? We can't think like God. Send his only son for me? No. I wouldn't send my only son for anybody. Right? I can't think like God. This is how important it is that the mysteries of God, we get by the Spirit. That's how we get these mysteries, right? I may not have ever thought like that, but he'll tell it to my spirit, and I'll believe it. And that's all that matters. And if I believe it, it will be done.
Amen.
All I got to do is believe it.
That's right.
God said it, I believe it, that settles it. You know what I mean? And that's how we must be.
That's right.
If God said it, then I believe it.
Amen.
And then I act on it.
Amen.
And that's what I like about it. I act on it.
Right.
When God tells me he'll talk to me, if I'll go into my room and shut my door, okay, then I'm going to go into my room and shut my door. Why? Because I believe he said that.
Right?
I believe his word, so I act on it. See, when you believe something, you act on it.
Amen.
Right? If the smoke alarms were going off and you saw smoke and somebody said, I think there's a fire, you'd probably believe it, right?
Yeah.
And you'd get up and out the door. If you didn't see smoke, didn't smell smoke, but to heard alarm go off, I wonder what's going on with that. Something broke?
Yeah.
Why is the smoke detector going off? There ain't no smoke, right? Why? Because you're not believing it. You don't believe it. As soon as you see it, though, remember people how they say, what's the seeing state?
Seeing
is believing. Uh-huh. Well, not with us.
No.
Believing is seeing.
Right.
Yeah, see, we do it backwards, don't we? We believe it spiritually first. We see it in the natural secondly.
That's right.
It comes physically. Amen. But we've got to believe it first. We can't. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. We can't do that with God. God has always done it oppositely of the devil.
That's right.
Right? Or let's put it the other way, because it's the devil who's always copying God.
That's right.
And trying to do the things that God does and does it in the natural. We must do it in the spiritual.
Amen.
And then the natural will manifest itself.
That's right.
But we've got to start in the spirit.
That's right.
That's where we must start. And
that's,
yes, and get the wisdom of God on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. There was a situation that the Lord told me to tell somebody, and I'm just going to give you a quick little bit on it. The Spirit of God told me to tell someone that they were about to lose everything if they didn't stop playing in the world. This was some time ago, so you can't think of who it was. They ended up losing a baby. They ended up getting divorced. They lost their house and left the church. They walked out on God, all because they wouldn't stop playing with the devil. And you know what they did? They blamed God for it. It's God's fault. Well, God warned them by the Spirit.
Yep.
Stop doing that. And guess what? Must not have believed it because they didn't stop. So it's important that we hear God. When your man of God says something to you by the Spirit, could be even your wife that tell you something by the Spirit. You get with God and you pray. Is this right, Lord? Was this you? And you'll know. He'll tell you.
Right.
And if it was him, act on it. Yeah. Whatever he says, do. Right?
Yeah.
Whatever he says to you, you do it. Amen?
Yeah.
Let us... Stop it. The power of God gets cut short in the inner man when we don't spend time with God. That inner power of the inner man becomes short or weak. You know, the Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We hear that all the time. But if you don't spend time in the Word and time in the Spirit, your spirit man can become weak. Your faith can become little. You haven't seen God's hand move in your life for some time because you're not spending time with Him. See, amen? We got to spend time with Him. You must be willing to cast all logic aside when listening to the inner man. Now that is important. Casting aside logic. Remember he said passes knowledge? It goes into the inner man. We've got to let logic go when we're talking about God and the things of God. Amen? Because, like I said, axe head float, tell it to float. Go down to get that fish out of the water. He's got our taxes in his mouth. What? I've caught lots of fish. I ain't never had no taxes in there. But see, this is the way God is. This is the way God works. This is how He works. He works opposite of how we would think. So, like I said, we've got to cast aside logic or even common sense in some cases with God. What do you mean walk on water? Bid me to come. You even look like a ghost. I'm not sure I'm getting out of the boat. Okay, God. He got out of the boat and walked on water, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Good boy.
But guess what? You ever tried doing that? I tell you what, go home, fill up your tub, make sure it's clogged, fill it up good, and see if you can stand on the water. You'd be sinking.
Yeah.
Right, but see, it passes logic, right? Doesn't it? Get out of the boat, walk on the water, cast my net on the other side. What do you mean on the other side? I mean, the net's right here. This other side's right here. How much farther can they be? Okay, I'll do what you say. 153 big fish. Okay. Didn't make sense, but I did it. Why? I had to be obedient to God's word. Didn't make sense. I'd been out here all night long. What do you mean, cast my net on the other side, right? Doesn't make logic says that if my net's right here and the other side of the boat's right here, I'm at least going to have some fish in here, right? That's common sense. Logic? Nope. They had to, what? Be obedient.
That's right.
To God.
That's right.
To His word, to His will, to what He says.
Amen.
Didn't make sense. They were tired.
Yeah.
Been tolling all night.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it. You know, and because of their obedience, they were blessed.
Amen.
And the Bible says with great many fish, big ones, you know, always good to catch a trophy fish. Right? Ain't nothing wrong with catching trophies.
That's right.
Amen. So what we must do is be obedient to God. Be obedient to what He says. Let logic go aside. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Stand to your feet. We'll stop there. I could keep going. You know, logic, when my mom and dad first started, and we were broke, and we lived in an apartment, and our rent was $150 for a two-bedroom townhome, $150. No, I'm not kidding. And it was in a nice place. Anyway, and our rent was due. Dad had $75. Rent's due now. Going to be past due. What does he think logically? Well, let me give him at least the $75, and then I'll try to, and work something out with him, and next week I'll get him the rest, you know, the next $75. Logic, right? That's pretty common sense, right? And they probably would have done it, right? So he asked the Lord, remember what I said, get God's will on it first. He asked God, guess what God said? Give it away. Yeah, but if I, but 75, another 75, I got my rent. Give it away? Well, it don't make sense, God. Okay. So they gave it away. God blessed us with a house full of groceries and paid our rent. That's how, right? Common sense? Logic? Nope. That's why God is the way He is. Get God's will on it first, and then be obedient to it, and watch God move.
Amen.
And always the outcome, it blesses you.
That's right.
The outcome always blesses you when you are obedient to God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Gene, come on up here. I want you to be in faith with me here for a minute. We're going to pray over our brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, my man. We're going to curse something. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I thank you for Gene. I thank you now that he is healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I curse pain. I curse infirmity. I curse this evil swelling in Jesus' name. And I call Gene healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are free from this spirit. I break your power in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. He is healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Woo. Bless the Lord. Healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Woo. Man, that just... Whew. Holy Ghost just... Woo, woo. Wow. That was great. Oh, I like that. That was good. Huh? Love ending the service that way. Amen. All right, let's pray to the Lord. Father, I bless you and I praise you. Thank you for your spirit, Father. Thank you for your word today. Thank you that our brother Gene is healed in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, as we go this day and this week, that we, Father, be safe, that your angels are in charge guarding and keeping us. I thank you that there is life in our pathway, health and healing in our flesh. And we give you glory and honor for it, Father, and all of God's people said, amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a blessed week.